The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are Jalen Jacoby. What exactly is it that we do?
Every day at 2 p.m., we get a people what they want.
We have an update on the status of Deshaun Watson and the Texans. We diagnosed the problem with the Clippers, but we start the show with some very interesting information regarding Russell Wilson and the Seahawks. His agent, Mark Rogers, said that we're not exactly demanding a trade. However, if you were to trade my client, Russell Wilson, he would want to go to one of these four places: the Saints, the Cowboys, the Raiders, or the Bears. Jalen, what do you make of this new information regarding Russell Wilson?
I want you to follow this Nasir Jones-type breakdown of football as Russell Wilson is on his large professor looking at the front door. And I want to shout my main source, who not only let me know that they were going to be moving on from their offensive coordinator, but that Russell Wilson could likely have played his last game with Seattle.
Wow.
Big shout. Because once these teams now become something for public consumption, we know it's real. And when the agent says, my client didn't ask for a trade, but then the agent produces teams, you know what that means? You know what I heard? You know what that means? That means we want you to do all of these things. And if you're not doing all of these things, I now can come and ask for a trade. That's how this works. And if you look at the teams, this is Russell going from being, in a lot of ways, off the radar and off the beaten path for being such a franchise quarterback and a great player. He's trying to be that billion-dollar athlete. You see the teams that he picked. Cowboys, America's team. Vegas with the Raiders. Sean Payton in New Orleans. They're already stacked with Michael Thomas and Kamara and the weapons that they got. And then the Bears, where David Jacoby, and this is where I end my Nasir Jones wordplay as he right over the end of right over my shoulder. David Jacoby taught me to keep expectations low. So you put the Bears on there because as a Lions fan, they're the only team that I know in the NFL that's had a worse quarterback situation in the last 50
years. He would be the best quarterback
us.
In the history of the Bears without even throwing a pass. He would be the best quarterback in the history of the Bears franchise without even throwing a pass, and you know that to be true.
Absolutely.
This is amazing. And there's also some reports that he stormed out of a meeting this season, but he also had a hand in the hiring of the offensive coordinator. So my question for you is, Jalen, straight up, do the Seahawks and Russell Wilson part ways before the season starts?
No. I believe he plays one more season with them. Because if you're them, you're not just coming off of Russell Wilson. And also, you know who's not going to get a Christmas card from Russell Wilson?
Who?
Dak Prescott. Because, dog, really, you know I'm trying to get paid, dog.
So
like,
there's seriously? Implications on the Cowboys situation because of Russell Wilson.
No doubt. So, like, dog, you know I'm trying to get a deal, dog. I've been trying to get one for the last 2 or 3 years, and I'm coming off an injury. And you're going to drop your list, and my squad is the first team on there? So if you, Dak, you know what you got to be doing, renting, leasing, because we all know if Jerry Jones can get the glamour player that we know is an all-pro already in Russell Wilson, he could give up whatever he needs to make this happen. And this isn't so bad for Seattle fans. Let me just point out a scenario. It's a long shot. It's a long way to go. But just think, the Dallas Cowboys are an underachieving team.
Yep.
But they got a lot of talent.
Oh, they got talent on the offensive side of the ball.
Correct. So they can put one of those receivers in a deal with Dak Prescott or an offensive lineman or maybe Ezekiel Elliott. Like, they have some things they can do to get the deal done if they really want to make it happen. And so it's going to be interesting to see how now this news affects their negotiations with Dak Prescott.
See, I like the way that you're thinking about this because I didn't even consider the impact on Dak Prescott. But if Mike Greenberg was like, put Jalen and Jacoby on his list of shows that he wanted to host, I would feel a certain way. I'd be like, I'm here. I'm right here in front of you in the office every single day. So Dak has to feel a certain way about Russell Wilson listing his team where he's trying to get a deal done as one of the landing spots for him, which is falling apart, much like your AirPod out of your ear. Now, this also, as we talk about quarterbacks in the NFL, it all comes back to the biggest domino that could potentially fall, which is Deshaun Watson. He had a meeting with the new head coach, David Culley. And in that meeting, Culley tried to convince Watson to stay. Watson sat down, pulled up his chair and said, I don't care what you say. I'm not playing for this team. What do you think about this stance from Deshaun?
There are going to be a lot of people who compare what they're now seeing in the NFL as players like Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson seem to be going LeBron-esque and dictating their next destination, where fans and players used to term that as being loyal to the franchise, especially if you became a great player there. But here's what happens in those situations. You get the bread first, and then you get the power. And now once you have that, you pick the destination. See, the NBA players had that going for themselves because they have the notoriety. They had the guaranteed contracts. And it's just less players on their team. So now a notable player like LeBron James or Kevin Durant leaving your squad, it's a game changer overnight. So Deshaun Watson, like, hold on. Let me get this bread first. Y'all still traded. He signed the deal after they traded Hopkins, Jacoby. We brought D-Hop on the show, and we did the hourglass to Deshaun's time with the Texans once they traded him. He got his bread. Russell got his bread the other time. Dak gonna do what he got to do to get his bread. Once that happened, then you choose the location.
Jalen, I'm glad you mentioned players sort of finding their way to new teams. One of those players that did so is Paul George, who found his way to the Clippers to join Kawhi Leonard. Well, things aren't going great for those Clippers. They didn't just lose to the Grizzlies. They got waxed by the Grizzlies. Jalen, what is wrong with the Clippers right now?
When you play against Memphis, let me tell you the one thing you better have. Good guard play. And that's why a couple of times when these two teams face one another, you see Winslow, who used to be with the Heat, out there snatching the ball. Dylan Brooks, play D. Ja Morant is a beast. And when you mention Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, you know who you didn't mention? The four people that they have playing guard. And you want Patrick Beverly, Lou Williams, Luke Kennard, and Reggie Jackson to actually be one player. Imagine if Lou Williams had Pat Bev's D with Reggie Jackson's size and was a lefty like Luke Kennard. And then all of a sudden, you'd be into something. But since you don't have that, it's going to be nights like this. I wish raindrops would fall.
Jalen, sometimes there is video that you and I need to break down in detail, and we have to go to the table. Jalen, tight game, final possession. The Nuggets have the ball. And just explain to the audience what happens on this final possession.
Lack of basketball IQ and today's game so enamored with the three ball. My godfather calls the numerous attempts at three-point shooting in today's game trash kid ball. That's what he called it, trash kid ball. That's what that is. Just think about this for a second. I'm pretty sure we're going to talk about this on the show. Michael Porter Jr. is 6'11" and is a terrific athlete.
Go to the basket.
Jamal Murray draws the defender. That's a dunk. There's going to be people, Jacoby, you ready for this? That blame the coach. There are going to be people that blame the error. Let me tell you something. I know we might have a system of shooting threes, but you know what? No coach in no era has ever told a player not to take an uncontested dunk. especially to tie the game and send it in overtime. That's a lack of basketball IQ, in particular, by Michael Porter Jr. He's the one player that could have fixed that play.
I understand if it's a 4-1 break and two of y'all spot up for threes, someone has to cut to the basket, and the someone I'm looking at is Michael Porter Jr. because, he, like you said, he is 6'10", and has an uncontested dunk that ties the game. Now, we talk about sports and pop culture, but sometimes we really need to be serious journalists because we have some news that matters. An American Airlines pilot was piloting a flight from Cincinnati to Phoenix, and he had an unidentified cylinder flying object fly right over the plane. Jalen Rose, we talk about this like every other week. Are you finally ready to admit that there are alien aircraft in our atmosphere?
That's a good idea. I might have to get me a plane to put Air 81 on that. Good job, Demetrius. That was dope. Jacoby, here's the thing. I understand UFOs exist. I understand.
All right, that's
outer space is happening. Outer space, stars, moons, quasars. You're like Elroy Jetson. Mork from Ork. Nanu, Nanu.
Did you just say outer space is happening? Outer space is happening. That's what you just said into a microphone on national television. I love doing this show with you, and we have much more when we come back. Jalen, I don't know if you noticed, but the Michigan men's basketball team is tearing everybody up. This one wasn't even close. They did what they were supposed to do, which is dominate. We'll celebrate right after this. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen and Jacoby. Coming to you live from the Seaport District of New York City and brought to you by Chase. Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby. Jalen, I don't know why we do this every day, but we do. It's time for you to decide what we discuss. It is Keep It Moving.
Woo,
if you want to discuss the topic, say hit the brakes. If not, me and Method Man jump in the minivan and keep it moving. And we start with the Michigan men's basketball team. Keep moving. Hit the brakes. I need to hit the brakes on this. You and I watched this one together. This wasn't just a win. This was a blowout. This team is hot, Jalen. What do you think about a tournament run for these Wolverines?
So I'm an alum, and I did get up today. And in my enthusiasm, I was like, Michigan's the best team in the country. I thought about it when I got up. We got a little more work to do. And I mentioned these two teams. Gonzaga, who has a Jalen on the team, Suggs, is the real deal.
Undefeated.
They can ball.
Undefeated.
Baylor is the real deal. They can ball. We're in the conversation, but I want to shout out my squad because Dickinson did a great job defensively, making guards a play and shoot over size, contesting and blocking his shots. Big shout out to Isaiah Livers. I know it's been an adjustment for you these last couple of years, but now it seems like you found your pace and your rhythm. And I love this play so much with him and Wagner hooking up, because both of those guys were thinking about going to the league last year. And they came back. And you know what they came back to? Transfers. Brown, you see him right there, a lockdown defender with his arm around the big fella.
Someone else I know stayed
at
Michigan an extra
point.
Year. Oh, that's right, Jalen Anthony Rose. We got to keep moving, though. We had a very good close game between the Pelicans and the Bucks. Keep moving, hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes on this.
Very close game, came down to the last possession. Take us through the last possession for the Pelicans.
So just think about this. When we showed the Nuggets game, they were down two. And went for a three. They're down three and go for a two. That's basketball IQ, dog. That's it. And so you want Lonzo Ball to take that open shot, but there's a reason why they got the highest scoring duo in the league, because they don't have a guard that's shooting no shots. So in that position, if he's going to kick it to B.I., he got to shoot that thing and let it go. That's his shot. Once he started to dribble towards the basket, you exhaust the possession. They just called the charge because they like, y'all, you do know y'all down three. Like,
you're down
where
3 points. You're down 3 points.
That's why they called the charge.
We got to keep it moving. We have a blowout win for the Nets over the Magic. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
they did what they were supposed to do. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
Jalen, I'm reigniting my Die Easy Knicks fandom. I'm all the way on the bandwagon. Keep moving and hit the brakes.
I'm just happy that you happy. It was great to see Derrick Rose get his first start. Keep it moving for now.
We keep it moving. We keep it moving.
The Sixers didn't just win, but they held Luka down. Jalen, we had a big game from Embiid and Simmons, the Sixers dynamic duo, but they really locked up Luka. What do you think about this Sixers team in the Eastern Conference?
I think I have a basketball teaching moment. Each of us, when we walk into the gym, what's the first thing you do? You dribble and you shoot. You don't dunk and you don't defend. If you notice, when we showed Zion, he was dunking. He had 30 points in the paint. And we wasn't complaining about him not shooting threes. You remember those basketball IQ plays we just showed at the end of both of those other games?
Yep.
We ain't going to accuse Zion or Ben Simmons of that.
Nope.
Because they play to the strength of their games. They attack the basket. And Ben Simmons is a wonderful defender. And so what Doc has done is not used him like a traditional point guard, just like they're not using Zion as a traditional big, where all of a sudden somebody else drive and you kicking it to Ben Simmons or you kicking it to Zion for a three. That's not the strength of their game. They've unlocked Ben Simmons. It should be Sixers and Nets in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Jalen, one of my favorite people on the planet signed a new
hit the brakes.
Keep moving or hit the brakes. Chinne Igumuke signed a multi-year deal to stay with the Los Angeles Sparks. What do you think about her dominating the league and dominating media at the exact same time?
I just appreciate the fact that she came to South Seaport in Bristol and took on a second career, in particular, shining on this program. And that helped lead to her getting her own show. We love you, sis. Congratulations.
Jalen, Drake fans are going to have to wait for his new album. Keep moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes.
Certified Lover Boy is not going to come out this month or next month. It's going to come out in April. Why the long wait? Come on, Drake.
Here's the thing I want to say about Drake, right? I'm almost 50, right? And I'm wolfing it today. I'm going to have a fresh cut tonight. Yeah, this is all my grass. I know a lot of people be wondering. You see that part that Drake cut in his hair? That heart?
Yep. That heart.
Now, you see pictures of me in college. I had parts here. I had parts there. We had the ESPYs. I had part there. You see me with the Half Moon Caesar. I'm just going to warn you, Drake, and all of the people that's following, the older you get, the longer that take to grow back. So enjoy that right now. Because when you start getting closer to 50, you might have to resort to a look like this.
Canelo enters the ring this weekend. Ooh. Once again, keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hey, man, let me tell you something. Does he get paid more money for fighting less recognizable people?
I know. He's just trying to get
somebody,
rid of
anybody in the history of boxing?
Like, oh, we'll keep it moving. Let's keep it moving. Let's keep it moving.
We keep it moving.
Like, Jalen, there's a new twist to Twitter. Keep it moving or hit the brakes.
Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes. Hit the brakes.
Jalen, so they're going to charge followers to see premium posts. Is this not OnlyFans? Like, you're not fooling me, Twitter. This is OnlyFans. Am I wrong?
You're right, and I'm glad you pointed this out to me, because ain't nobody going to be paying to watch what I post on Twitter.
No.
Now, however, if I decided to take off my shirt, you know what I'm saying?
I've seen you with your shirt off.
You know what?
No, go to break. 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 No, no, go to break. Doubleheader tonight on ESPN starting at 7:30. It is the Pacers traveling to Boston to take on the Celtics, and then in the nightcap at 10 p.m., Dame and the Blazers travel down to the Staples Center to take on LeBron and the Lakers. Both those games on ESPN, preceded by NBA Countdown at 7 p.m. Jalen, we always say that Jalen Jacoby is not just Jalen Jacoby, it is a family. And we have an OG.
It's a family.
We have a patriarch of this family, our director, Tommy Edwards. And he had some very inspirational and important message as we come to a close of Black History Month. Here is our director, Tommy Edwards.
What does Black History Month mean to me? Perseverance, discipline, dedication. I was taught to honor your past is to do better than they did, for they died so you could have the opportunity to do what you want to do in life.
Jalen, we don't make too much of a big deal of Black History Month here at Jalen and Jacoby because we feel like we should be celebrating that all year long. But as we come to a close of February, what does Black History Month mean to you?
A sense of pride, an acknowledgement of so many profound things that my people did to uplift this country to where it is right now, and also motivation for those to take it even further than we've already brought it. Big shout to Tommy. Big shout to this show. I would say that this is probably the most diverse show in national media. Look at this background. It wasn't like this 10 years ago in the game. Look at Jacoby's background. It wasn't like that. We have Dave Roberts overseeing the show, a black man, Antoine Lewis. We have Demetrius, a black producer. Our calls are so very diverse. Multicultural women, all types of people that work on this show. That's why I ain't no hair on my chest, but I'm one tough.
Put your shirt on. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is recording exclusive podcast content for the people. Now, Mr. Rose, question for you. Is Frisbee cultural or regional?
Definitely cultural.
Definitely cultural.
Definitely cultural, but obviously it should be regional because it got to be fairly warm outside for you to actually play. But then people that look like you taught me something.
What's that?
Outdoor sports. We was like, y'all go ahead and play. Y'all go ahead. Y'all can keep y'all hockey. Y'all go out there and play in that cold. Go right ahead. Y'all can go skiing. Y'all can have it. We good. Oh, y'all want to drive those cars at how fast? 200 miles an hour. Oh, no, I'm good. Y'all can have that. And so this is definitely a combination of both.
Well, gentlemen, there's a gentleman by the name of Paul Macbeth, and he frisbee golfs. That's when you go to a golf course and you throw the frisbee and you hit some chains at the end of the hole, right? He just signed a 10-year, $10 million deal. So, Jalen, are you now reconsidering frisbee as cultural?
I'm really good with math. Do you mean 10 years, 100 million? Or
no,
10 years, 10 million?
10 year, 10 million.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to teach you guys something about money. Everybody's going to count his bread. He got $10 million. I'm about to spend it for him. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
The day he signed, he got $5 million because he got to pay taxes. Uncle Sam.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know who else going to be getting $2 million of that 10? His agent.
Probably.
You know what else we all have to pay? Insurances, insurances, insurances. Like, dog, I got more insurance than anybody in the world. You?
I know you complain about insurance all the time. Can we just list your insurance? Because I don't have that much insurance.
It ain't just me. It's all of us. Just think about this. You can't take a step without it being insured. You need insurance for your business. You need it for your car. You need it for your home. You need it for your house. You need it for everything.
Literally your life. Literally your life.
Yeah, you need insurance for everything. So to answer your question, maybe like 10 or 15 different insurances. And so before he bought something, when you guys get a chance, when you get your check, you know that Uncle Sam taking his. But pay attention to how much you pay in insurance. That's probably like 10, 15% of your bread and you don't even realize it. And so before he even spends his money, he got $3 million.
Good for him. $3 million for throwing a frisbee. $3 million for throwing a frisbee more than anybody ever been paid to throw a frisbee.
For 10 years, though, so that's $300,000.
That's a great living. You're just too rich. You've been rich for too long. $300,000 a year is great.
It's a magnificent.
My mom made twenty eight a year growing up.
Well, let's not flip it there because you know how I grew up. What I'm trying to say is this. The headline for the athlete is going to be that he made $10 million. What I'm trying to teach the public is he's not getting $1 million a year. He's getting $300,000 a year. That's all. I'm not saying it's not an exorbitant amount of money. I'm just saying that's the real number.
Jalen, I want to talk to you about somebody named Kyle Lowry, right? I've never been a huge fan of Kyle Lowry's game. I've never have. You know, I feel like he falls down too much, tries to get calls all the time. Like, he falls down more than any other player in the NBA. He spends more time horizontal than any player in the NBA. However, there are some rumors that the Raptors could kind of give him like a legacy thank you deal and end up moving him to Philadelphia. What do you think about a potential Kyle Lowry to Philadelphia trade?
I think he already got the legacy deal. He's playing on it right now. He's playing on that legacy deal right now. And that's the first time this year you've said his name. It doesn't mean that Toronto hasn't improved recently, because they have.
Yeah.
But you're talking more about Fred VanVleet, because he's become their best player in the backcourt. I really like Kyle Lowry. And he went to Villanova. He's from Philadelphia. I don't like this for the Sixers, though. Because if the Sixers are going to be doing something in their backcourt, it should be getting more athletic, not less.
That's what I'm saying. You need someone to stand in front of Kyrie Irving. Someone got to stand in front of Kyrie Irving. Like, who's going to do that on that team?
Correct. When I look out at the floor and I see Kyle Lowry and Curry, that's not athletic. That's not athletic. Shake Milton, he's a terrific spot-up shooter when he's open, but he's not considered an athlete. Thibault's considered an athlete. Ben Simmons is an athlete. Like, you need that to play with them, because what's going to happen is we're going to say Ben Simmons is a great defender. And we're going to acknowledge that Joel Embiid is a great rim protector. And Tobias Harris is playing really hard on that end of the floor. All they're going to do is attack those two dudes.
Mm-hmm. I just don't see anybody beating the Nets. They're on a win streak. Kevin Durant's in street clothes, and they're on a 7-game win streak. Kevin Durant, he's the best player on the team in street clothes.
I want to drop a seed for you.
Okay.
I hope it does not become a harvest. But you know, I keep my ear to the ground. And there was a time when Kevin Durant allegedly had a calf injury, but the ice was on his Achilles. And I know you remember, because when you do NBA countdown, trust me, I know somebody that was at his workout, because they left me to go to his workout. And that person actually is a doctor. And after that workout, he told me that KD didn't look well. He shouldn't play in the game. So that night, that Friday, I go on countdown and say it. And you know how this works, because it happens on every show maybe at least once a month. When everybody now wants to send emails to try to recorrect what somebody just said on TV in defense. So countdown, Amina is getting emails from the league, getting, we were in the arena. The media relations dude from the Warriors came up to the, came up to our suite.
Video.
Like this was a whole thing about like why Jalen said that type of thing. I'm like, all right, I stand on what I said, period. And that was the line in the sand. You know what happened a couple of days later?
We
flew
know.
To Toronto,
boing,
and Kevin Durant boing, came back, boing. And he got hurt. And all of those people text me an apology. And I'm pointing that out because I'm pointing this out. And you know I'm extremely plugged into this situation. Kevin Durant missed last year because of what?
Achilles injury.
Okay. He's out right now because of what?
Quad strain.
Boom.
And wait, quad strain. Where did I hear that before? Oh, right. The Spurs. And the Kawhi Leonard. And it was a quad strain, but then it turned into, I don't know, what, 13 months he was out? And he demanded
correct
a trade because it was misdiagnosed? Don't do
what
this,
happens,
Jay. Don't do this. Is it worse than we
he's
think?
He's a professional athlete. He's a finely tuned machine, like your car. You drive it and on four tires, it run like new money. You take off one of those tires, I don't care what kind of car it is, it ain't going to go to. It ain't going to move.
Ain't leaving the parking lot. And not leaving the parking lot.
It could be a $200,000 car or a $2,000 car. It ain't moving. And the seed that I'm planting to you guys is he clearly needed to overcompensate coming back from those injuries. And what happens is you aggravate something else. And now when we look back at the first half of the season, you're going to be like, wait a minute. KD missed like 10 games. That's real. Man. That's real capital. He's missed like 10
missed
or 15
games. Five, right? Yeah. He's missed five right now. Yeah. He missed five right now. All-star break, give him some time off, hopefully to get back. If he's not back the first game after the all-star break, I'm concerned. I am concerned. If he's not back, then he's hurt. It's a calf strain, but then he's hurt if he's not back first game after all-star.
Right now, they're managing him. You're going to love this. They're managing him basically to get him ready for the playoff run, because they know James and Kyrie gonna be able to hold it down in the regular season in the East.
Hold it down and then some.
So we ain't about to tax you right now, big fella. Take your time. And y'all gonna look up at the end of this season, and of all the star players, including Kawhi Leonard, KD gonna miss more games than them.
Interesting. Well, it doesn't really matter because the Nets can't lose. The Nets can't lose. I'm glad they did what they did with the Magic last night, because they have a habit of beating the big teams, beating the good teams. I think teams over 500, I think they're now, I don't have in front of me, like 12-1, something like that. But teams under 500 is where they run into the problems. And it was good to see them with the Magic just open up a 20-point lead and keep a 20-point lead and not mess around. If there's no other team, when it's like a Wednesday night and there's 13 games or whatever, I'm on the Nets until commercial break. I'm on the Nets until commercial break, no matter who's in the game. That's it. It's Brooklyn or nothing. And they're letting people in the arena. Can you write some emails? Let's go to a game. Write some emails, Jay. I might write an email. You know what? I'm going to write an email.
Just so you know, I'm already going to games. I'm about to go to a Michigan game. In another week or so. I'm already going to games. I've been to a Pistons game. I got like three or four of those. I'm already going to games. You and I, in March, we should go to a Knicks game.
I'd love
that. That's what we should do.
Yo, I was watching the Knicks, and the ref made a call, and the crowd's just booing them. And I was like, I missed this. I forgot about this. I forgot about angry MSG. I forgot about mean Knicks fans. I forgot about that. It feels different. Next season, hopefully, I'm not going to predict anything because, man, I thought this pandemic was going to be 3 weeks. But whenever fans come back, like, you don't know what you got till it's gone. Like, we've all forgotten how much fans add to the experience. We've all forgotten. Because when we get a full house and the fans get involved, it makes a difference. It really does.
I'm going to tell you the two things the fans affect. The energy of the players, because just imagine if when you came to work today, as soon as you got out of the car, it was a soul train line of people. Everybody on this show just visualizes. Tanner, Brianna, Andrea. Just imagine, Tommy, when you got out of your car, Demetrius, today and every day. It was a soul train line, 25 people on both sides. And as you walk through the soul train line, you just do your dance and you just feel good about being at work. Because all of those people like, Demetrius, you're so great. Oh, look at those arms. Look at those shoes. Oh, man, that's a nice bald head. Oh, that was a great B block last week. Oh, man, Tommy, that was a great Black History Month. Like, you're going to feel better. You're going to have a little bounce to your step.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, I'm going to tell you, this is a huge one. And being inside pool, they hate when I say this on TV a lot, but it's true. The refs.
It does.
The refs. That's the other people that it affects. They're human beings. Okay. Yep. So that means they can be emotionally swayed. This ain't like playing blackjack where the numbers speak for itself. There's something called subjective calls that happen in sports. And in basketball, like a reach in over the back or a block charge.
Yeah.
Or travel. Nowadays, travel.
You can decide whether or not you want to call it. And here's the thing is, if I blow this whistle, I can either have 20,000 people cheer for me or 20,000 people yell at me. And you can act like, of course, that's the job. You're not supposed to matter. But like at the end of the day, you're a human being. You can have 20,000 human beings cheer for you or be mad at you. I'm going cheer for me. You know, one call that people don't talk about is whether or not you call out of bounds when someone like is about to make a move. Like that Anthony Edwards dunk. It's a perfect example. Remember
he
that Anthony Edwards dunk? Stepped out.
He did.
But like that's kind of a judgment call on the ref. Like the ref can call that or not call it. And I feel like that's somewhat of a judgment call. Well, I'm excited to see Kyle Lowry in Philly because I want to see a good Eastern Finals. And I feel like it's Philly and Brooklyn Nets, and there's a big gap between whoever's next.
But here's the one thing I want to say about Kyle Lowry. While him and Curry aren't athletic, the one thing I love about Kyle Lowry is the thing you hate, sacrificing his body. If he wasn't doing that, he would not be in the league. He would not be in the league. And you know what I would do? Who would you take? The four Clipper guards or Kyle Lowry?
Kyle Lowry. No, don't even talk to me about that. Reggie Jackson's involved, I'm off that. I'm off it. We always say we give the people what they want. Part of that is hearing from the people. So right now, call 985-80-JALEN. You can leave us a voicemail. We always want to include your voices in the show, just like this.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Shout out, Reg the Ledge, my guy. Coming to you all for some advice, right? As a young man who's about to get married, need some advice about my upcoming bachelor party. Bachelor party is going to be in NOLA, New Orleans, the Big Easy. All right, so we're going to do it big out there. Jalen, I look a little bit more like you, okay? So, you know, I know that you are a strip club connoisseur, all right? So I'm coming to you for your expert advice. I need some places to go in NOLA that's going to have some of the young ladies who look a little bit more like you and I as opposed to like Jacoby. Nothing against the young ladies and entertainers that look a little bit more like Jacoby, but, you know, I feel as though the ones who look a little bit more like me and you, Jalen, are a little bit more talented, or at least I'll just say a little bit more what I'm used to. All right. Second part, make this quick. I technically got married at the Justice of Peace on January 1st. All right. So I am technically married. We're having a larger ceremony a little bit later on in the year where all our friends and family are there. So my question to you, Jalen and Jacoby, how hard am I allowed to go at my bachelor party, even though I am technically married? All right? Appreciate the advice, fellas. Keep giving the people what they want. Talk to y'all later.
Well, he's come to the right place because I have a lot of thoughts on this, but I know you do too, Mr. Rosen. He specifically wanted your advice. So what should this young man do in regards to where to go in New Orleans and how hard should he go even though he's technically married?
Thank you for the call. I appreciate the love. Congratulations on your nuptials. Hope that you guys have a long and prosperous kinship. I just, initially, as your brother, Jalen and Jacoby, we're here for you. And so what I need to do is I need you to decompress a word that you kept using. This is really important. Bachelor. You're not a bachelor anymore. You're actually married. So whatever gathering you guys are having, you should probably create another term for it because you're not a bachelor. And I'm telling you that because I'm trying to get your mind right before that day happens. Call that something else. Create something that all the fellas like that you hang out with or whatever. It ain't a bachelor party because you already married. The other thing I want to say is, and I'm just being real, is it going to be just you and your peeps, or is it going to be her family members and their friends also?
You never want the brother-in-law. You never want the future brother-in-law in the bachelor party. You never want that. I was lucky enough not to have, my wife only has sisters, but the brother-in-law in the bachelor party, it's just like, you just don't invite him. Just don't. Just don't do it.
Well, here's what you do.
Have the rest of your life to hang out with him.
Well, this is why I tied point one into point two. You don't call it a bachelor party. And so, therefore, you don't even tell him that it's happening.
No obligation. He didn't miss your bachelor party. It wasn't a bachelor party. We're already married. Let me give you the real advice I have for this young man and anybody visiting New Orleans. Here's my advice to anyone going to New Orleans. Stay off of Bourbon Street. Go to Bourbon Street your first day there. Walk up and down Bourbon Street. But Bourbon Street, that ain't New Orleans. And if you want looking for the entertainers that you're looking for, young man, get off Bourbon Street. Everybody just wants to go to New Orleans and wants to go to Bourbon Street. And I get it. And I go to Bourbon Street every time in New Orleans. But I go there once. I walk up and down. Go to my Zazoo's. That's my spot. Zazoo's is where to play the hip-hop. Go there. Get my little 2-for-1s. And then I keep moving.
And also, you're going to like this example. There's steak restaurants. There's seafood restaurants. There are also steak and seafood restaurants. And the reason why I say that is that there are certain strip clubs that are all white, that are certain strip clubs that are all black. What I suggest that you do is find you one down the middle. Steak, so you can seafood. Satisfy everybody.
Surf and turf. Surf and turf.
Exactly. Surf, you see what turf. I'm saying? Surf, you see what turf. I mean? Exactly. Surf and turf. That's how you play it. That is how you play it. And then finally, and this is how you're going to find out your relationships with your friends, the guys that you're celebrating this evening with. You shouldn't have to pay for nothing.
Good point.
You shouldn't have to pay for nothing. So if you going out with a group of people that's going to make you pay, I got the best advice as I wrap this up. You need to lighten your group. Instead of it being 10 or 15 of y'all, it might be just 2 or 3 of y'all. You'll have more fun.
Always better. Great advice from Jalen Anthony Rose. Appreciate the call. We got time for one more call on this Friday. So again, call 95-80-JALEN and we will put you on the show just like this.
What up, Jalen? What up, Jacoby? Shout out, Reg. Gentlemen, one of these days I look very forward to leaving a voicemail that I can put my name on, but until then, I just got to keep coming to you with my most salacious conundrums. I started seeing this young lady toward the end of the summer, beginning of fall last year. Things were going great, but then we both had some health/COVID things to tend to, and so we took a step back, part ways for a couple of months, but started talking again, went on a date last week. And it was awesome. I can tell that she is ready to actually come, that she's ready to come by my new place and help me decorate. However, in that time, I actually found bed bugs in my new spot. I'm currently getting treated for the bed bugs, but I can kind of tell she's looking at me like, yo, dog, what are we doing? And I want to be like, yo, listen, I got this thing going on, but I don't know. Gentlemen, what do? Do I just keep stalling? It's been working so far, but I don't know how much runway I got left. Or do I just come clean and let her know what's up and just pray if she's down to wait a little bit longer before she starts giving me home decor tips? Let me know what you think. Give people what they want. Peace.
He said it was a salacious conundrum. A salacious conundrum. This young man is dating a young woman on again, off again. She wants to come by the crib. He's got bed bugs. Jalen, what should he do?
First and foremost, thank you for the call. We appreciate the love and support. Tell a friend to tell a friend and follow up with us after you guys leave these voicemails. And yeah, we got to start getting you guys back some more hoodies.
I'm invested right now.
We
got to
start getting you guys some hoodies.
I'm invested too.
Here's my first thing that I want to point out. Your actual problem has nothing to do with her. You need to get rid of the bed bugs.
Yeah, dog. You're acting like this is like a 4-month process, man. You can't just call an exterminator. Whatever assets, here's my advice. Whatever assets you need to throw at this problem, you throw at this problem. There's somebody out there that'll take your money and get rid of those bed bugs in 4 hours. That's what you need to do, dog.
That's the first thing. Now, if that appointment that Jacoby just talked about isn't happening till Monday at 9:30 a.m. and you want her to come over this weekend, depending on how old you are, dog, you sound like David Jacoby worried about the bed. You got a whole apartment maybe house. You got living rooms. You got floors. You got kitchens. You got couches. Y'all don't even have to go into the room. You can play it like, you know what? I want to have some fun. Let's just not do a different, you know, You can play it like that.
I'll also say this is, I think honesty is always endearing. So I think that you open up to her and you tell her that you're concerned about the bed bugs. You tell her about the bed bugs. You tell her that you were nervous about it. It'll make her feel like that you care about her. Instead, if you delay and you stall, then she's going to start being like, yeah, I'm dating this guy, but he be in and out. And he said he was going to have me over, but he's not really having me over. I'm not really sure if he's into it. Honesty always works. It is the best policy. I really appreciate it.
Hold on. We got to hit the brakes. No.
What?
I got to hit the brakes on something. I know we got to wrap. Like, just give me 15 seconds. Honesty is the best policy when you're married and or have three kids. They're still dating. If you don't have to tell her you got bed bugs, don't do it. Because if y'all break up and she starts talking about you with her girlfriends and her new dude, you know what your name going to be? The guy with the bed bugs.
Bed bug. Well, you can pick whichever advice you want to follow. Appreciate the call. Everybody call 985-80-JALEN. Leave us a voicemail. We'll be back on Monday with a brand new pod to step to. Why is that, Ms. Rose?
We're not done. I love our team because it's dope. We are not done.